Live Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Luke, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Taking your son and not just saying something, but showing him. You're engaged. You guys know, perhaps, from having seen a Seder, that when the Jews celebrate Passover, many times they will plant little bundles of leaven and have the kids get involved. And they'll run from place to place like an Easter egg hunt looking for the leaven to clean the leaven out of the house for the Passover. They make it fun. Can I say to you, as parents and grandparents, we need to make loving Jesus fun. It's not a burden. I don't have to go to church. I get to go to church. I love Jesus. I want to go to church. This is what you want to do. You want to go hear more about the Word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever been heard. You know, I mean, just tell me again. I mean, I can't get enough of this. We think we can after a week without it, but then it's they come back around. You're like, wow, when we were out for a little while, we came back. Wow, this is great. You know, this is wonderful. Tears in the room when you got back in. If you've been away because you've been sick for a while, we've got a couple here this morning. Hey, man, we're back home. Praise God. It's good to be home. It's good. You don't even realize how good it is till you miss it for a while. When I was in school, man, we used to have church on Sunday and Sunday night and Wednesday night and Sunday school. And we had chapel three times a week. We had prayer meetings and Bible studies inside the dorms. It was all the time. I got out of church. I got out of school. And I was like, man, when do we go to church again? It seems like forever just to get to midweek. We need to not make it seem like a burden. We need to show them we love it because your kids know what you love. They know if you love sports, they're going to want to love sports. They'll know if you're a big buckle guy, like out in Texas. They look at big buckles. Little kid's got a buckle bigger than his waist. But I'm like dad, you know. It's a beautiful thing. They want to be like you. The glory of a child is his father. Show your son in that day. This is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. He says, and it shall be a sign. Listen to this. It shall be a sign unto thee upon thine hand and for a memorial between your eyes. You know what that rings to me of? A mark on your hand or your forehead. The devil's a big counterfeiter. God didn't want them to do a mark. The devil's ridiculous. Okay, I don't want to say stupid. It's just a word I don't use. But he's ridiculous. He missed the whole point. You're going to have a sign on your hand because you're going to be doing some stuff. You're going to be taking a neck. You're going to be pulling it back. You're going to take and you're going to, you know, make it ready. You're going to do stuff on the doorpost. That's your sign on your hand. You're showing him stuff. You're showing him the cross. He doesn't even know, but he's seeing it. Do it all to your generations. And between your eyes, because you're going to have to think, what do I need to do next? Oh, yeah, yeah. Got to get the blood in a bowl. Got to do the lintel. Got to get some hyssop. Got to do this. And you're going to do it. It's going to be a sign. It's going to be right on you. You're going to be a person to be wondered at by your child. You're your high priest of your home. Devil's going to have a mark on hands and forehead, but it's not going to be anything like this. It's going to be a controlled mark. Jesus living in us controls us. He's the one who gives us the unction to go do things with our hands for others. Deliver some cookies during Christmas to the older couple up the road who has no family nearby. Little children that are in the neighborhood that don't have any Christian upbringing. That Christian family up the road that I know of, they brought cookies by. And the little child sitting behind mama's skirt looking around the corner thinking, oh, I know them. I know them. You see, it's not about us. It's about Jesus. It wasn't about the dad. It was about the lamb. But the dad was the one that was showing the children about the lamb. And it says, you're going to keep this ordinance, verse 10, year to year, and it shall be when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, that thou shalt set apart all that open the matrix, and every firstling that cometh from the beast and of the males, of the humans as well, shall be the Lord's. Now, just by way of sidebar, you know that God took all of the Levites and took them in lieu of all the others. But still, all the Israelites would go through the act of circumcision. They would go through the act of commemorating the Passover, and they would teach this to their children as being their own high priest in their home. If you were to jump in your mind's eye or in your Bibles, so Leviticus chapter 12, the Bible says, speak unto the children of Israel, because we just now figured out about these children. You know, they're being born. They're the Lord's. So you had the circumcision take place on the eighth day, then you have the fulfillment of the days of our purification. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 12, it says, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a woman conceive a son, she shall be unclean 7 days according to the days of her separation for her infirmity. And it says, shall she be unclean. And on the eighth day of her flesh, and of the foreskin of his child, it shall be circumcised. And it says, and she shall be continuing in blood of her purification for 33 days. She shall touch no hallowed thing, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of the purifying be fulfilled. Now, what's important about this is because it's the days of her purifying. How many days is it? It's 40. It was 7, and then they circumcised the child, and then it continues. So there's actually one day in there. It's almost like she gets a little dispensation. Maybe she gets to go. I don't know. It's not counted, but it says on 7th day, 8th day, whatever. But it's 40 days, ultimately. And it's twice that for a little girl being born. In chapter 12 and verse 5, it goes on to point that out. But here's the point. 40 is a big deal. 40 days for the boy, 80 days for the girl. Moses, 40 days in the, you know, up in the mountain, and then he comes down, breaks the tablets, 40 days he goes back up. He doesn't eat the whole time. Jesus, 40 days in the wilderness, 40 years of wandering, 40, 40, 40. You see a lot of 40s, right? Interesting thing about the number 40 is that the word for 40 in English, now these are just some little interesting things to take with you, but some of them have to do with our passage. I'm just going to give them to you. 40 is the only number in English whose letters are all in alphabetical order. Consecutively. When the bubonic plague happened, ships were isolated in harbor in Italy for 40 days before the passengers could come ashore. In fact, the Italian word for 40 is quaranta, quarantine. So a quarantine is an Italian word, derivative. So it comes from 40, quarantine. 40 is the maximum number of players that a Major League Baseball team can sign in its roster at one time. And forget 9 months gestation, it's actually 40 weeks, which is interesting. 40 weeks. And if you take yesterday and you tease it all the way out from yesterday to 288 days or 287 days, you land right in the Feast of Tabernacles. It happens. 40 weeks. Tabernacles. And so he was conceived and he dwelt among us in 40 weeks, Tabernacles. And for those of you who have a garage with power tools and all that, it took chemists 40 attempts to develop the magical spray we know of as WD-40. All right, so that's just a little something else. You can use that on everything. Take stickers off and everything. All right, my point is this. The Bible tells us very clearly that she had days of purification to wait for, so it's 40 days later. She had 7, the 8th day, circumcised, and then 33 more days, so this is 40 days later. And it's significant because it goes back to what I said about when he was born and when he was conceived. It's very important for us to realize God's in control of everything. These numbers, they're very important. Jesus had no control over his circumcision. It was all part of the law that was put in place, and he had a family that was observant of the law. We need to be observant. We need to take our children by the hand and show them and love them. We have to have it on our hand. We have to have it between our eyes. We have to know why, because you don't want to miss a junction. You don't want to miss an opportunity. You do not know when your children are going to be paying the closest attention. I remember I was at the fair one time telling children about the Lord around the table, and this little girl, I mean, she could have been no more than 2 feet tall. She had the look of an angel on her. She had the biggest, purest eyes. I got her through about 1% of the gospel presentation, and it was like I said, and this is, we want to go to heaven, and Jesus is there, and he loves us very much. And she was just all with me. And then I went on to the next thing, and I said, now this darker bead, it represents sin. And I kind of lost her. Because God only wanted her to hear that first part. She was done. But she was right with me. Her eyes, it was like I was pouring into an opening there that was taking it. You know, God loves your children more than you do. He loves your grandchildren more than you do. So get in there and realize that God's working on the inside. You're working on the outside. And you give them Jesus because they want Him. They love Him. They see Him. They'll draw little pictures of Him. They'll draw crosses and tears of little children by Him. They will see Him before they see you. It's just an amazing thing. We saw it happen in our own home. My children, they were drawing pictures. We knew they were starting to work it through. And Christmas comes around and it's happy birthday, Jesus. Now, the Bible says that when the days of her purification were past, that they came to the temple to offer sacrifice. Verse 23 says, as it is written, which we saw, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And they went to offer, verse 24 in chapter 2 of Luke, it says, and they went to offer a sacrifice according to that which is in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. I got to tell you, this is one that is one of those that really blessed me in a very personal way, because when I discovered it years ago, it's never left me. You see, when these children were born, they right away were taken to the temple. It was like a connection more to what we do in our tradition as a church. We dedicate children. We dedicate them to the Lord. We take them. And we asked the pastor, hey, can we do a dedication? We don't baptize children because that wasn't anywhere done. But this was done. They took him to the temple. We're going to offer a sacrifice and we're going to see Simeon. He's going to come in and take the child up and speak good words over him, right? We know this. We've heard this. This is not the hard thing to find a wonder in, but it is a hard thing to find a wonder in the turtle doves and the pigeons. So you have to go back and you got to go dig for this one. Okay? So we saw circumcision were complete in him. We saw the time of purification. It was showing and teaching your children. You're supposed to see this. This is what God did. He put it in the calendar so you would do that. You would show him Jesus all the time, every Sabbath day. You know, why do we do this? We do this because. The Bible says in verse 24, it says, they went to offer this sacrifice according to that which was prescribed in the law. And you could go with a full-blown animal, or you could go with a couple of turtle doves or a couple of young pigeons. If you want to put in your margin by this passage, Leviticus 14 and verses 4 through 7, the Bible says, then shall the priest command to take for him that is cleansed two birds, alive and clean, and cedar wood, probably the bowl, scarlet and hyssop. And the priest shall command one of the birds to be killed. And when they killed this bird, they killed it over the bowl. And it says, and they would do it over running water. And the Bible says, and the blood would go in there, scarlet, hyssop, dip that little bird in the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed. Wow. You see what's going on? This sacrifice was one for cleansing. It was cleansing of lepers, but it was a leprosy that is the symbol of sin. So we all have that, right? So this could apply to any of us. We understand what happened in cleansing of sin, cleansing of leprosy. What happens? They go to the priest. Don't have much money. I got a couple turtle doves. That's all that Joseph and Mary could afford. Maybe all their stuff was in storage. I don't know. But they went with this, the poor man's offering. This is the king of Israel, Joseph. He's the heir apparent. He's just a carpenter. He didn't have that much. So he goes with the poorer one. He goes with the doves. Goes with the turtle doves, or goes with the pigeons. Wring the neck of one, and you take its blood. You take a little water. You put it in a bowl, and then you cover the bowl. You shake it up. You put the living pigeon in it. You get him on in there, and you dip him in it. And then you open it up and let him go. I want you to know that picture. That was me. I got to go.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.